Welcome back to the second episode of On The Low Podcast. It's your boy Low. Today we got some stuff to talk about. Not really surprising. I know it's been a minute last Monday since the Super Bowl. Still need to talk about that. But the NBA All-Star Weekend. Should we just throw the whole weekend away? The highlight of All-Star Weekend for me was Steph Curry versus Sabrina. I understand why Steph didn't compete in the regular three-point contest. What's the point? You're the greatest of all time. Every single three you make is a record. Every single one. Just like LeBron, every single point he scores from now on to the end of his career, it's a record. Sabrina got 26. Shooting from the men's NBA three-point line. Nobody in the men's three-point contest beat her. They all highs is tied. Dame got 26. Trey got 26. Towns got 26. I mean, they all tied for 26 at towards the end anyway. And then Dame came out on top when both of them, Trey and Towns, had 24 in the finals. And he had 26. Him and Sabrina would have had a shoot-off. She is special. That's all I'm saying. I just wanted to say that. She is special. The three-point contest, Steph and Sabrina, and the regular men's three-point contest, high points of the night. Damian Lillard, he tied with Sabrina. I don't care. Obviously, we know Damian Lillard is probably a top five, top 10 shooter of all time, top 75 player, all that. That was the most exciting time of the three-point, of the NBA All-Stars weekend. I don't know how many people out there actually remember the all-time great NBA dunk contest. I've witnessed a few great ones. That's why when it came to this dunk contest, I saw who was participating. And me and my girl and my family went out to eat. My girl was more interested in the dunk contest than I was. And her favorite team in the Mavericks, and she ain't had nobody actually participating that she rooted for. I'm just trying to understand. We have to do something different. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. We have to pick some separate. Matt McClown, I think his name is. If I butchered it, I apologize. Obviously, out of that list of players, I mean, obviously every year you want to be like, oh, we have a dark horse. We got somebody coming out of nowhere, did a crazy first dunk, this and that. No, two-time winner. In my opinion, it wasn't even close. I don't even know Jaylen Brown. Oh, man, Jaylen Brown, he should have been disqualified after he jumped over Kai in the chair. I really don't know how else. He jumped over a 5'5 man sitting in a chair and did not make it on his first attempt. Just listen to that line right there and tell me, is this the type of stuff you want to see in a dunk contest? Jaylen Brown, who has hops out of this world, more than we will ever know, more than we will ever experience, that Jaylen Brown put Kai, those of you, everybody should know Kai by now, 5'5", 5'6", maybe, and 5'6", is being generous, and maybe even at 5'5". Not standing up. Mac jumped over Shaq standing up. Not standing up. He set Kai in a chair, not that far from the rim, and had somebody throw the ball up as a simple catch. He didn't do nothing in the air. He didn't go windmill, behind the net, through the legs. I mean, if you're going to jump over Kai in a chair, I'm thinking through the legs. I'm thinking windmill. I'm thinking reverse. I'm thinking catch the oop, throw it off the backboard, jump over Kai. So, I mean, something crazy. A basic dunk. The most basic dunk you can do. For the people who didn't watch, I just want to show it real quick. I just want to show it. I'm gonna go ahead and show it. I just want to see it again, actually. Maybe it's me. Because I'm trying to understand. Oh, man. Okay. And for those listening with audio only, I'm playing Jaylen Brown's dunk over Kai. Go to my YouTube. Check it out there. On the Low Podcast on YouTube. I just had to watch it with you. Come on. Okay. All right. Now look at Kai. Look at Kai. Look how short Kai is. It's not even half Jason Tatum's body. And look where he's jumping from. Take the coat off, Jason. The basic dotted line. He.
Okay. Let's see what he's gonna got.
And he missed the first one. It was too high. You just do a basic dunk. You ain't jumping over anything. Pass here. You don't even have to spread your legs. Pause. What is all this? Why are you covering your face, your eyes up like you did something? You had your eyes open the whole time.
Oh, the crowd didn't like that. They didn't.
The crowd didn't like it. Why would they like it?
Did not like that. I would say they have. Let me see if he actually closed his eyes. No, he did not.
No, you jumped over Kai. 5 foot. 5 foot.
He needs a 46-2.
Kai in a chair.
46-2 to tie. 46-3 to advance.
I don't know if he gets that on that. That's a 46.
No, that's. And he got 48s and 47s for that. The dunk contest is in the gutter. I'm telling you, Nate Robertson days, Dwight Howard days, Zach LaVine days, Aaron Gordon days, this shouldn't even, you might get kicked out. You might never be invited again. You should not be invited again. Great player. Great player. All great player. You know what I'm. One thing I do agree with Stephen A about. Well, I mean, Stephen A is Stephen A. I agree sometimes, sometimes don't. You know, just like everybody else. LeBron James ruined the dunk contest. LeBron James in year 21 could easily win a dunk contest. Easily. With no competition. And a slight bit of creativity. I'm sure. With his mind. With the people around him. Well, how he active on social media. Know what's going on. He would be able to do some crazy dunks. Maybe not as crazy as we would have got when he was younger. When he was younger. Rookie. Second year. I'm telling you. He would have won easily. Also, I kind of understand a little bit why he doesn't. He should have did his rookie year. Well, he wasn't all the way healthy, so I understand. Zion. I'm calling out Zion. He's still young enough. Come on. We have to put a petition together. We have to get 100,000 names on that petition. Maybe even more. 100,000 retweets. Whatever we got to do. We have to have Zion in the dunk contest next year. I understand that means he has to be healthy. Asking for a lot. Understand that. Vince Carter. Kobe. Jordan. To be you one of the greats. Can y'all please. Of the greats of this era. Greek Freak. Now, my memory is not what it used to be. So if Greek Freak did it when he was younger and he wasn't the Greek Freak yet, let me know. Didn't look that up. Didn't think I had to because I'm pretty 99% sure he didn't do it. But if he did, let me know. We need one of y'all to step in this and save the whole weekend. The dunk contest, it used to be a family event. You used to get some pizza, get some wings, popcorn, whatever you want to do, cook, whatever you want to do. Right now, side note, y'all need to go to Pizza Hut. That honey heart, that honey hot pepperoni pizza, add some Italian sauces on that thing. I'm telling you, crazy. Back. It used to be a family event. On the couch with your boys, on the couch with your boys and your family, on the couch with your girl and her family, whoever you were with, everybody was waiting on the dunk contest. We had the Superman, Dwight. We had Nate Robertson, all green, dunking over Dwight. We had Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon giving you the best dunk contest I've ever seen. Boys was crazy. And that was not too long ago. And then here we are. Gerald Green blowing a candle out. I mean, I do not understand. Maybe it's just the players. Maybe they're just scared now. It's the middle of the season. Everybody, it's not what it used to be, so I'm not trying to get hurt over this. I'm not trying to embarrass myself in front of everybody. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's what it is. We have to have a fearless leader come out the pack and do something about this. Giannis, LeBron, I mean, who else? We have to get somebody. I'll even take Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler would be more creative than this. At least this Jimmy Butler. Like I said, I don't know if don't think he'd done it. If he did, it wasn't memorable. This Jimmy Butler, I'll take that. He is a star. But nobody? No Steph Curry in there. They over here, this boy's stupid. No Steph Curry in there. At least it'd be exciting. Can he make a dunk? That would be the question. Can he make a dunk? We going to get the rim grazer? He going to give us, what he going to give us? Give me something. Even if we ain't even taking it. Give me something entertaining. Give me something. It's no way. I understand it's been like this for a minute, so there's no point in complaining. But it's no way that the three-point contest should be more exciting than the dunk contest. We literally used to wait. It was like a bypass. Oh, you get a little appetizer, skills challenge. You used to do the little old people, young people, throw them in there. Three-point contest, throw them in there. Main event. You ready? This is about to be crazy. The problem is, I saw the participants in the dunk contest, saw the preview up to the dunk contest, and then turned it off and said, I have better things to do. And did not miss anything. Did not miss anything. Now, the only dunk that I would have loved to watch live was Matt. He jumped over somebody, grabbed the ball, dropped it, grabbed it, reverse. That was crazy. And that was the best dunk of the whole entire night by far. And he got like a 47.2 or something like that. Jaylen Brown got a better score on that. First of all, none of Jaylen Brown dunks should have got a better score than that one dunk right there. Combined. That dunk he just did over Kai should have got, I don't know what the lowest score you can get, but he should have got it. We are in a dunk contest. Let's compete. What is wrong with people? Are we not? Can we not have fun? God knew not to make me 6'6 and jump. I swear. I ain't saying I was being in the league, but I'm telling you. You're going to see some hoop videos. You're going to see me dunking on everything. Y'all are God gifted. I'm not saying you didn't work for what you got. Obviously, you did. It's no way you got to where you are without working hard. You deserve everything you got. But to come on here on All-Star Weekend, you have the chance to revitalize the dunk contest. That's my problem. I'm expecting too much. My expectations is not their expectations. Jaylen Brown should have been, I'm about to kill every one of these boys. Kill them. Kill them. But no. What we decide to do? We decide to sit 5'5" Kai in a chair and do a regular dunk that we missed the first time. Didn't dribble. It's this place right there for you by your teammate. I might have could have made that dunk. I don't even know if I can dunk or not. You make it seem like anybody can do this. It's saddening. It's saddening because I don't want to keep reiterating myself over and over again, but you are too talented for this. And I know I'm singling Jaylen Brown out, but I'm singling him out because, I mean, enough is enough. Kai? Enough is enough. You are not even invited to the event. You can't sit on the sideline no more. You can't have your phone out like Giannis. You can't have your phone out. Oh, you can't even do that no more. You're not invited inside the venue. Whatever stadium is at, you cannot come in. That should be the next rule. Unless you come back with something crazy. And I want to see some previews. Give me 2 or 3 dunks that you're not going to do, but are on the level of what you would do. That's the only way you can get let back in the venue. You should be fined. You should have money taken out of your paycheck. Just to say, I'm not saying nothing crazy. $100. You wasted my time. I need a waste time fee. It should be more than that, but I ain't counting people's pockets. $100. Mac McClown, I know I'm butchering your name. I know that's not how you say your name. I know for a fact. I know I'm butchering it. Thank you. You have crazy hops. Crazy hops. You are about 6 feet, 5'11" maybe. And I think I might have saw your head next to the rim the whole night. The only person willing to risk failing to get your reward. Now, I'm not saying every single dunk you did was the difficulty level was on hard, extra hard. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying is, can't keep coming back to this, but it was definitely above dunking over Kai. If Mac dunked over Kai, I'd be sitting there looking at him like. And he's 5'11", 6 feet. You 6'4 plus. With the same, if not comparable, right there, hops. And this is what we're doing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe his hops is not what I thought they were. I didn't watch them for the last, what, 5-6 years. Maybe they're not what I thought they were. Maybe I'm in the wrong. And if that's the case, you should have never showed up anyway. You should have never accepted it. You should have never wanted to do it. You can do something crazy without jumping crazy high. B, I mean, we almost clowned Blake Griffin for jumping over the hood of the car. I pray for that right now. Bring a car out. I want the dramatics. Build it up. Bring a car out. Have some cheerleaders get in the pyramid and dunk over them. I don't know what to do. Do something creative. Something. Bring it back. It's not that hard. I promise you it would not be hard. That hard to bring the dunk contest back. Maybe this is what we do. All these professional dunkers I see on YouTube, all these professional dunkers, Twitter, Instagram, maybe have them come to the event and give you some pointers, give you some ideas, bounce some stuff off the wall, try some stuff, maybe some stuff you thought was hard that you actually can do very easily, and you just haven't tried it because you're scared, you're nervous, don't want to get hurt, whatever it would be. Maybe we need those professional dunkers to come in here because y'all, it's no risk it, no biscuit. Yeah, you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. We're doing windmills. We're doing behind the back. I mean, stuff we didn't. This is another thing. I'm gonna be fair in my assessment. I'm gonna be fair in this. This, back in the day, might have been a 50. It would have been higher. Back in the day, people was doing windmills, Jordans, dunking from the free throw line. I mean, it's like 30 people in the NBA that can do that now. It's usually a dude a year that try to do it and always successful. The athletes are a lot better now. They have gotten better with generations. We have seen some crazy stuff compared to back in the day. Vince Carter, when he did the 360 pound at the A, was nice. Was a classic. It's probably 50 plus people in the NBA that can do that now. That was a 50. That was game over. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. Right now, that would be, it might get a 45. Might get a 46. So I'm going to be fair in comparing how we have evolved to get to this point. And now we want to see something crazy. We want to see something new. And when you've been doing a dunk contest for such and such years, it's hard to be original. It's hard to be original in anything you do. But with this, I can understand how it's hard to be original. But I cannot give you any respect if you don't even try. I just can't do it. I don't know. And one more thing. The judges. Hey, put them. Hey, we need to respect to the legends. Then they go ahead and kick rocks. And they go ahead. Because they have no clue what they are doing. We got to get some young, at least one or two young people on there. Like young. Maybe even an active player. Because they gave Mac a 47.2 or 48 barely when he should have got a 50. And gave Jaylen Brown a 47.6 for jumping over Kai. A 5'5" man in a chair. And he didn't even dribble the ball. He caught it midair. I'll leave it at that. We got to do better. It's getting out of hand. Now, let me get into the Super Bowl. There was a lot of mixed feelings on the Super Bowl. That was one of the most boring Super Bowls I think I've watched in a while. The 49ers had the game done the whole game. When they gave that ball, well, let's start off here. Brock played a decent game, above average, above a game manager game. But it was three throws he could have made, he should have made, that were open, that would have been touchdowns, that would have won that game. Not saying it's Brock's fault that they lost the game. Not saying that. There's a lot of reasons they lost that game. It wasn't Brock. But that's when Cam be talking about game managers, game changers. Even, I don't necessarily agree with Cam. I understand what he's saying. I don't necessarily agree. What Brock did this year, he hovered in that game changer, but I understand what Cam Newton, what his definition of that is. To be special, you have to make the special plays in the clutch time. To be special, to be considered one of those special people, you have to make those plays, those, you know what plays I'm talking about. Those plays that impact the game, that, like this. Well, Patrick Mahomes, his plays. Let's think about some plays he's made Super Bowl, even before the Super Bowl. Against my Ravens, I think it was third down, 8-7, 1 minute left in the game. He didn't get the first down. They had to punt. Ravens were only down a touchdown. They had a chance to go to overtime. He threw a ball, perfect ball, to Valdez-Scantling. Perfect. You have to make the plays in the moments. And those plays are not always at the end of the game. Pivotal third downs at the beginning of the game. What one of those plays, this was made by the coach, not by Brock. The little throwback to Christian McCaffrey. That was a play. Game-changing play. That was a game-changing play. The 49ers needed one more of those. Just one. Just one more of those. And they would have won that game. And we have to give credit to Patrick Mahomes, because every single second of that game, every second of that game, I'm sitting here thinking, it's not enough. It's not enough. You're not doing enough. You're not playing well enough. You are dominating the whole game, but you're not playing well enough. Because when it get down to that clutch time, that Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes combination is undeniable. You can't even let it get to that point. He will end the game. He will finish the game. We've seen it. He hasn't been a year where this man hasn't been to the AFC Conference Finals Championship. Every single year he has played in the NFL, he's been to the AFC Championship. He's been to, what, 5 Super Bowls? You have to put him away. That's why when my Ravens was playing him, I was optimistic, but realistic. Ain't enough. It was 3rd and 8. We have one of the best defenses we didn't seen in 5-6 years, but blah blah blah, whatever they were saying. Guess what? They still got Patrick Mahomes. Best O still beat Best D any day. Best O beat Best D. So, Brock could have won that game with a special play or two. They went to overtime. And for the life of me, we saw this after the game. All these 49ers players coming out talking about, we didn't even know the new overtime rules. They changed the rules specifically for Patrick Mahomes. Well, not for, but because of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, but Patrick Mahomes. Because that Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen game, whoever got the ball last was going to win, all that blah, 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 blah. That's why they changed the rules. You're playing against the rule changer. This is the biggest game of your career. And we didn't go over to overtime rules. Everybody knew the game was going to be close. Y'all thought he was gonna blow him out. It wasn't gonna take overtime. So you, in overtime, get the option to receive or defer, and you receive the ball. Now, I have to look up some rules. Just to clarify a few things. But what he was saying was, we wanted to receive the ball, so they would have to match our score. And then if we held them to whatever we had, we get the ball third and we win. It's been two rule changes. They changed from, all you need is a field goal. You just got to put a point up. Whatever it is in overtime, you put it up, you win. Change that from if you get a field goal, the other team gets to get a chance to score the ball. But if you score a touchdown, the other team doesn't. The other team doesn't. Now it's, no matter what, both teams possess the ball, get a chance to score. And for the life of me, I do not know how you thought you were going to kick a field goal and you were going to kick the ball off to Patrick Mahomes, and you were going to stop him for a field goal. Are you out of your mind? You can't. That is not the way to kill Patrick Mahomes. You got to risk it. You had to go for the touchdown, even if you don't get it. You have a better chance going for the touchdown. I don't care about what the statistics say. I don't care what the down and distance was. I could give a damn if you was on the 15-yard line on fourth down. Fourth and goal, 15 yards to go. Go for the touchdown. You are not going to stop Patrick Mahomes in this situation. It is not happening. I have not seen it done quite a few times, especially with actual pressure. In a regular season game, you got a little pick six against whatever. You'll see a couple little things. Still not consistently there. In the playoffs, it's not about to happen. Come on, man. Come on. Let's be real. In the playoffs, Patrick Mahomes is scoring that touchdown 10 times out of 10. So that's why you don't give him the chance. Like, I really don't understand. You have to risk it. Or dominate. One of the two. If you stomped him down, got up by three touchdowns, they fighting their way back the whole time, you keeping your foot on their neck, great win. And you could have did that. You could have did that. But no. You let them stay in the game until the end of the fourth quarter. And that was your biggest mistake. Because if you give Patrick Mahomes a chance, he will not let you down. I'm sure it will happen in the future. One-offs. I'm sure it will happen. Happens with everybody. But if you told me, put your neck on the chopping block, kicking a ball off to Patrick Mahomes in overtime, touchdown wins this game, it's no way possible I think he is not scoring a touchdown. There's no way possible I think. Hey, they had this conversation after it. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes were talking about going for two in overtime. That's how much they don't care. That's how much confidence they have. You can't beat that confidence being recessive, being scared, kicking a field goal in the red zone in overtime and kicking it back to Patrick Mahomes. You lost the game yourself. You lost it yourself. Anybody who's watched, you have watched them more than anybody. I'm sure the last such and such weeks, you've watched every single game, every single play this year of him. Last year, too. Maybe old matchups with you. And you're telling me, with the game on the line in overtime, what I'm deciding to do is kick the ball to that man and try to hold him to a field goal. There's nothing else to say. Nothing else to say. I don't know what else I could say to that. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. I'll leave it at that. Can't do it. I'll leave it at that. Now I want to talk about some. If you know, you know. It's finally time. We have made it, my brothers and sisters. There is no longer. Well, it's a little bit of wait, but there's no longer a wait. We are here, NCAA College Football 25. I wanted to scream right there. It's around the corner. This summer. I'm telling you, I'm getting the PS5 specifically for this game. I should have been got it, been on 2K, my homeboy should have been on it. I'm getting the PS5 specifically for this game. When I tell you the joy that news brought to my heart, when they're telling me my childhood, I'm telling you, me, brothers and friends, you don't know the OGs. College football was better than Madden. Every single year, I'm getting the trashiest team I could find. I'm making myself the quarterback, putting him all the way up to 99, making a recruit that's special out this world. And I'm going for Bama. I'm going for Ohio State. I'm going for Miami. I'm in the slums. I'm going for these teams. I'm starting off unranked, unnoticed. Everything. I'm telling you, this is going to be legendary. It's going to be beautiful. With PS5 graphics, with the type of stuff I'm telling you, this is about to be crazy. My first team is going to be Colorado. Enough said. My next team is going to be the worst team you could ever think of. Whoever that is. I used to pick Duke. I used to pick Grambling. I used to pick Middle Tennessee State. I used to pick the worst team possible with decent jerseys. And then obviously, you know, every now and then you gotta make one with Oregon. You gotta get all the jerseys. Got to get a little traditional Alabama, Ohio State. Understandable. You can't always build them from the ground up. Maybe I want to be a top recruit. I want to come in on top and maintain. But ain't nothing like the grind. Ain't nothing like the grind. When you start off at Middle Tennessee State and end up in a national championship with Alabama and dog these boys. And when I say dog, I mean dog. Or you don't dog them. You put that thing all the way on hard. Hardest it'll go. I used to get dogged. And actively recruiting these players. I created a player with my name. Date of birth. I gave him my social security number. I gave him everything. And he left me for Tennessee just because I wasn't in a Power 5 conference. I won the national championship and lost my player. I was pissed. Yeah, this game gonna be crazy. It's gonna be great. I cannot wait. I'm telling you, man. Crazy. If you know, you know. God is good. All the time. Yep, that's right. Okay, there's one more thing I want to speak with you about. One thing you'll learn about me. I'm a movie buff. I'm a show buff. I love reality shows. Love is Blind. I know this came out of nowhere. I understand. Hey, if you ain't messing with it, you ain't messing with it. I understand, but I gotta be me. Love is Blind, man. You have to get on that. You have to get on that now. They on season 6. Last season was, I think it was a little trash. This season is crazy. I don't want to spoil it for you, but I'll give you a chance to listen to it right now, and we can revisit this next week. But I'm telling you, watch Love is Blind. Watch it with your girl. Watch it with your friend. Watch it with your parents, even. Watch it with anybody. Watch it by yourself. Love is Blind 6 on Netflix. The drama on that thing. They got some juicy stuff coming up, man. They got some juicy stuff. I want to go into detail, but I'm going to wait. I don't want to be a spoiler. I'm going to wait 1 week. That's it. After that, I'm giving in everything. No, I don't have a lot of listeners right now. We building up the low crew. We going to get up there. But I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. Now, for those of you who don't know what Love is Blind is, it's a Netflix show where they have a certain amount of guys on one side, they have a certain amount of girls on one side. And the whole point of the show is to fall in love with a wall in between you, only having conversations. Can't see how they look. Can't see how they dress. Can't see anything. You can't see them. Only have conversations. You walk in one room, they walk in the other room. It's a wall in between y'all. It's a couch. And you just sitting there having conversations. I'm telling you. These people, I think they're in there for like a week. They fall in love quick. Some of them breaking up quick. And you can tell who are going to have what problems. And then when they get to situations where they're dating two people at a time, and they got it's the last day and they got to pick somebody, so they pick somebody just rashly. Just pick somebody willy-nilly off some simple stuff. And then they go back afterwards, because they come together, they get married, or they propose, and then after the proposal, they're supposed to stay together in a house for a month and then decide whether they want to get married or not. When they go live in that house, and then they have those get-togethers with everybody around, and those people they passed up on come out, and the feelings starting to mess with you a little bit. I was just in love with this person a couple weeks ago. I was thinking about my life with this person. And now I see them and they fine. Maybe finding the person I'm with. I gotta go talk to that. This is not me talking. This is what I'm seeing. I gotta go talk to that. They go talk to it. Talk to her. Talk to him. That talk might be innocent, or that talk might lead them to being out at 5 o'clock in the morning. If you know, you know. I'm going to leave it at that. Go watch the show. Thank you for joining my second podcast. Be posting every week. Stay locked in with me. I love you. Peace.